So, Steve-O, today we have another listener question. This one is from listener Matt Calrick. Matt wants to know, what problems does mandatory voting solve? That's today's question.
It makes life easier for political parties.
Is that, that's it?
Well, predominantly. So political parties spend a great deal of time trying to get their supporters actually out and voting on election day or in advance polls, as we saw with this most recent election. These get-out-the-vote efforts are how some people believe that elections are won or lost. If you can't get your supporters out to the polls, then it doesn't matter how good your campaign was or how sound your policies are. And that's the conventional wisdom in politics. So political parties are always focused on a variety of different directions. Not only must they convince people of their fitness for actually governing, but they must also provide incentives or justifications for actually voting.
Okay, now, of course, if my supporters come out and vote for me, that's great. That solves that problem with them by making it mandatory. But doesn't it mean that all of my opponents' supporters vote for them as well? So does it really solve that problem, or does it just make it worse?
Well, exactly, right? Like, this is one of the things in that there are going to be some parties that do better with low turnout and others that don't. And so occasionally you'll see shady tactics to actually discourage the people who are not your supporters from voting. But the whole point behind get out the vote efforts is that it has little to do with political policy or good governance, and everything to do with making an election as dramatic as possible. So, you know, it isn't that an election is about choosing a new government, it's about the heart and soul of the nation. And it's not just about choosing elected representatives, it's about keeping those who hate the nation away from power. And so parties end up whipping their supporters into a fervor so they're motivated to vote, because if they don't, then quote-unquote bad stuff will happen.
Okay, now, doesn't it, I mean, if mandatory voting was instituted, wouldn't that solve the problem of sort of apathy or lack of people wanting to vote, or people who just don't want to take part in politics? Isn't it going to solve that problem by making everyone come out and vote?
Well, it's not as if being forced to vote is going to make you less apathetic about the process. It's not as if it's going to necessarily ensure you have a vested interest in democracy or the what's called your civic responsibility. I mean, we have this notion that our democracy is important because we do go out and vote. But as we've talked about in prior episodes, it's not entirely clear what not voting means. And so it isn't necessarily the case that we're going to see a more informed electorate or a more invested electorate if we force them to go to the ballot box.
Yeah, that's true, because I guess when they get to the ballot box, they can always just, spoil their ballot or just put in an empty ballot.
Exactly, exactly. And there are people who say that a spoiled ballot would maybe tell us more about the whims of the electorate than a non-vote, but there's not really any convincing evidence to say that this is necessarily the case. And I think before we make any radical changes to our system, we would need evidence to support that notion.
So it doesn't really solve the problem of people being apathetic or people not wanting to participate in the voting system. What it does solve is the problem that parties face trying to get their supporters out to vote, and that's all it would end up doing.
Precisely. Now, one of the arguments is that politics is too much about the theater, and parties invest a lot of time and resources in trying to ensure their supporters are actually voting, and that requires theater. Mm-hmm. And what this comes down to is there was some research in the 90s that suggested that attack ads weren't successful at convincing people to vote for a different party, but they were successful at convincing people who supported the candidate who was being attacked in not voting.
Ah.
And so the argument would be that with a mandatory voting system, we wouldn't necessarily see attack ads in the same vein, or wouldn't necessarily have a use for them at all, because everyone has to go out and vote anyway.
Hmm. That's kind of... Okay, I see what you mean by that's what it solves, but that's about it.
Yeah, and even then, Australia has mandatory voting, and that doesn't seem to have stopped parties from throwing attack ads at each other, and they still use voter suppression tactics to keep particular people from voting during an election. So we don't particularly have evidence to support that mandatory voting would necessarily change our elections or our democracy for the better.
I guess it's like it's like that old saying, you can lead a citizen to the voting polls, but you can't make them vote.